At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Have you ever stopped to consider the gift of waking up each morning? In a world filled with uncertainty and challenges, the simple act of opening our eyes to a new day is a blessing that many of us often overlook. Today, I will explore the profound significance of this daily miracle and how it reflects God's unwavering love and grace in our lives. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, the Bible reminds us in Isaiah 50, verse 4, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned." This verse highlights the importance of starting each day by listening to God's voice and receiving his wisdom to speak life and encouragement into the lives of others. Let us find renewed strength, hope, and purpose in the knowledge that each morning brings fresh opportunities to experience God's love and grace. Together, let us embrace the gift of each new day and live our lives in a manner that honors and glorifies our Heavenly Father. Now, we will look at 3 powerful perspectives that will deepen our appreciation for the gift of each new day. Number 1, the gift of a new beginning. Each morning, as we open our eyes and take our first breath, we are granted a fresh start, a chance to leave behind the burdens and mistakes of yesterday and embrace the opportunities that lie ahead. In the book of Isaiah, he reminds us in Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19, to not dwell on the past, but to look forward to the new things he is doing in our lives. He promises to make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, even in the most challenging of circumstances. These words serve as a reminder that God is constantly working in our lives, creating new paths and possibilities, even when we cannot see them. When we wake up each morning, we have the choice to cling to the past or to step forward in faith, trusting that God has a plan and purpose for our lives. Just as the sunrise paints the sky with vibrant colors and illuminates the world around us, God's mercy and grace shine upon us, offering us a clean slate and a chance to start anew. The prophet Jeremiah shares a powerful promise from God in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, assuring us that his thoughts toward us are always thoughts of peace, hope, and a brighter future. No matter what challenges or obstacles we may face, we can trust that as we surrender our lives to him each morning, he is guiding us toward his perfect plan and purpose. Throughout the Bible, we see countless examples of individuals who experience the transformative power of a new beginning. One such example is the story of Jacob, found in the book of Genesis. Jacob, who had deceived his father and brother, fled from his home in fear and shame. However, one night, as he slept, Jacob had a dream in which God appeared to him and promised to be with him, to bless him, and to bring him back to his homeland. When Jacob awoke, he declared in Genesis 28, verse 16, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. This encounter marked a turning point in Jacob's life, as he began to understand that God was with him, even in his darkest moments. From that day forward, Jacob's life was transformed, and he became a man of faith and purpose. My friends, just like Jacob, we too can experience the power of a new beginning each time we wake up. No matter what struggles or failures we may have encountered in the past, God is always ready to meet us where we are and lead us into a brighter future. As we begin each new day, let us do so with a spirit of expectancy, knowing that God has great plans in store for us. The psalmist encourages us to seek God's loving kindness and guidance each morning, trusting in Him and lifting our souls to Him. May this be our prayer each morning, that we would hear God's loving voice, trust in His guidance, and walk in the path He has set before us. As we embrace the gift of a new beginning each day, we open ourselves up to the boundless possibilities and blessings that God has in store for us. We serve a God who is faithful and true, who never fails to provide for His children. Each morning, as we rise, we can declare, like the prophet Jeremiah, "Great is your faithfulness." This faithfulness is evident in the beauty of the sunrise, the breath in our lungs, and the opportunities that lie ahead. Let us approach each day with gratitude and expectancy, knowing that our Heavenly Father is working all things together for our good and His glory. As we step into the newness of each morning, may we also be reminded of the ultimate new beginning that awaits us in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." When we place our faith in Jesus and surrender our lives to Him, we experience the most profound new beginning of all, a spiritual rebirth that transforms us from the inside out. This new life in Christ offers us hope, healing, and a future beyond anything we could imagine. So, my dear friends, as we rejoice in the gift of each new day, let us also remember the eternal new beginning that is available to us through faith in Jesus Christ. May we wake up each morning not only grateful for the physical blessings of life, but also for the spiritual blessings that are ours in Him. As we navigate the joys and challenges of each new day, may we do so with the confidence that comes from knowing we are loved, redeemed, and destined for a glorious future in Christ. Number 2, the opportunity for growth and transformation. My friends, let us now turn our attention to the second powerful perspective, the opportunity for growth and transformation that each new day brings. As we wake up to face the challenges and trials of life, it is easy to become discouraged or feel overwhelmed by the weight of our responsibilities and struggles. However, the Bible reminds us in James chapter 1 that we can count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces patience. And when patience has its perfect work, we become perfect and complete, lacking nothing. These words encourage us to view the difficulties we encounter not as obstacles to our happiness, but as opportunities for growth and spiritual maturity. Each morning, as we open our eyes, we are presented with a choice: to shrink back in fear and despair, or to embrace the challenges before us as a chance to develop our character and deepen our faith. In the book of Romans, Paul writes that we can rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured out in our hearts.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. This passage reveals the transformative power of trials and tribulations as they shape us into the image of Christ and fill us with an unshakable hope. As we face each new day, let us remember that God is using every circumstance, both joyful and difficult, to mold us into the people He has called us to be. The story of Jabez in 1 Chronicles 4 provides a powerful example of how God can use our prayers and desires for growth to transform our lives. Jabez, whose name meant "He causes pain," cried out to the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." And God granted him what he requested. The prayer of Jabez reveals a deep longing for God's blessing, guidance, and protection, as well as a desire to break free from the limitations and pain of his past. As we wake up each morning, may we, like Jabez, cry out to God with sincere hearts, asking Him to bless us, enlarge our influence, and keep us from evil. When we invite God into our lives and trust Him with our growth and transformation, He is faithful to answer our prayers and lead us into a life of purpose and impact. My dear friends, as we embark on each new day, let us embrace the opportunities for growth and transformation that come our way. When we face trials and challenges, may we remember to seek God's wisdom and strength, trusting that He is using these experiences to refine us and make us more like Him. In the book of Proverbs, we are told that the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. This reminds us that our spiritual growth is a gradual process, one that requires daily commitment and perseverance. Each morning, as we open our eyes, we have the opportunity to take another step forward on this path of righteousness, allowing God's light to shine more brightly within us. As we grow in our faith and character, we become better equipped to face the challenges of life and to make a positive impact on the world around us. We become more compassionate, more resilient, and more attuned to the needs of others. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells His disciples, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." As we allow God to transform us from the inside out, our lives become a testament to His goodness and grace, drawing others to the hope and salvation found in Christ. So let us approach each new day with a spirit of eagerness, knowing that God is using every moment to shape us into the people He has called us to be. Let us embrace the challenges and trials that come our way, trusting that they are ultimately for our good and His glory. And as we grow in our faith and character, may we shine brightly as lights in this dark world, pointing others to the transformative power of God's love and grace. And number three, the invitation to serve and bless others. My dear friends, waking up each morning is not only a gift for ourselves, but also an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of those around us. We were not created to just live for ourselves. In Ephesians 2 verse 10, Paul reminds us that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This passage highlights the truth that we are not only saved by grace, but also created with a purpose to do good and to serve others in the name of Christ. Each new day brings with it countless opportunities to demonstrate the love, compassion, and kindness of our Savior to those who are hurting, lost, and in need. In the Gospel of Mark 10, verses 43 to 45, Jesus tells his disciples, "Whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." These words remind us that true greatness in the eyes of God is not found in worldly success or status, but in humble service to others. As we wake up each morning, may we ask God to open our eyes to the needs of those around us and to show us how we can be His hands and feet in a world that desperately needs His touch. The story of Dorcas in the book of Acts provides a beautiful example of how one person's life of service can have a profound impact on their community. Dorcas, also known as Tabitha, was a disciple who was full of good works and charitable deeds. When she became ill and passed away, the widows of her community gathered together and mourned her loss, showing Peter the garments she had made for them. Through Peter's prayers and God's power, Dorcas was raised back to life, and her restoration brought great joy and belief to all who heard of it. Dorcas's story reminds us that a life dedicated to serving others leaves a lasting legacy and points people to the goodness and power of God. As we begin each new day, let us consider how we can use our time, talents, and resources to be a blessing to others. Whether it is through a simple act of kindness, a word of encouragement, or a sacrificial gift, every effort we make to serve others in love has the potential to change lives and draw people closer to Christ. In the book of Galatians 6, verse 9, Paul exhorts us to not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. This verse encourages us to persevere in our efforts to serve and bless others, even when we do not see immediate results or recognition. As we faithfully sow seeds of love and kindness, God promises that we will reap a harvest of blessing in His perfect timing. My friends, as we embrace the invitation to serve and bless others each day, let us also remember the ultimate example of service and sacrifice, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Philippians 2 verses 6 to 8, Paul writes that Jesus, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Jesus' life and death demonstrate the depths of God's love for us and the lengths to which he was willing to go to serve and save humanity. As we wake up each morning, may we meditate on the sacrifice of our Savior and allow his love to compel us to serve others with the same compassion and humility. May we follow in his footsteps, boldly proclaiming the gospel through our words and actions, and pointing others to the hope and salvation found in Christ alone. So, my dear friends, let us remember the three powerful perspectives that each new day brings: the gift of a new beginning, the opportunity for growth and transformation, and the invitation to serve and bless others. May we approach each morning with gratitude, anticipation, and purpose, knowing that God has great plans for us and desires to use us for his glory. As we surrender our lives to him and seek to follow his will, may we experience the fullness of his love, grace, and power in all that we do. And may we never take for granted the precious gift of each new day, but instead cherish it as an opportunity to draw closer to our Heavenly Father and make a difference in the world around us. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you with a heart full of gratitude and praise. Your love knows no bounds, and your faithfulness endures forever. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Your name is above every name, and at the mention of your name, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. In you I find refuge and strength. Your presence is my comfort, and your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I praise you for your constant care and provision. Lord, I lift up my voice in worship, declaring that there is none like you. There is no one who can compare to your holiness and righteousness. You are the good shepherd who guides me beside still waters and restores my soul. I exalt your name and magnify your holy presence. I thank you for the gift of each new day, for the breath in my lungs, and for the opportunity to serve you and others. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Great is your faithfulness. Merciful Lord, forgive me for the times I have fallen short of your glory. Forgive me for the moments when I have allowed my own desires and ambitions to overshadow your will for my life. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have trespassed against me. Lord, I pray that as I wake up each morning, you would grant me the strength and wisdom to embrace the new beginnings that you have in store for me. Help me to let go of the past and trust in your plan for my future. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned, for this is my heritage as a servant of the Lord. Father, I ask for victory over the challenges and trials I face each day. Mold me into the person you have called me to be, and let my life be a testament to your goodness and grace. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and bind every spirit of fear, doubt, and discouragement that seeks to hinder my growth. I declare that I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me, and nothing can separate me from your love. Lord, open my eyes to the needs of those around me, and show me how I can be your hands and feet in this world. Grant me a heart of compassion and a willingness to serve others. Just as Christ came to serve and give his life as a ransom for many, I pray that as I sow seeds of love and kindness, I will reap a harvest of blessing in due season. Lord, bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me, guiding and protecting me in all that I do. Keep me from all evil and help me to walk in your ways. May your grace and favor be upon me, and may your peace fill my heart. I rebuke every spirit of selfishness and pride that would hinder my ability to serve others, and I bind them in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing in every area of my life, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and made whole. I ask for your protection against every attack of the enemy, whether it be through sickness, financial hardship, relationship struggles, or spiritual warfare. I declare that no evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come near my dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Lord, I pray that you would extend these same blessings upon my loved ones. Surround them with your favor, as with a shield, and grant them the strength and wisdom to navigate the challenges of each new day. Protect them from every scheme of the enemy, and draw them closer to you with each passing moment. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement as we pray for each other, believing that as we unite our faith, you will move mightily in our lives. Help us to embrace the new beginnings, growth, and opportunities for service that each day brings. We declare victory over every obstacle and challenge that stands in our way, for we know that with you, all things are possible. We claim healing for every hurt and wound, and we thank you for your protection and provision in every area of our lives. Lord, we pray that each morning we would hear your loving voice, trust in your guidance, and walk in the path you have set before us. Help us to start each day by seeking your will and surrendering our lives to your perfect plan. May the power of the Holy Spirit fill us afresh, equipping us to live out your purposes and plans with boldness and confidence. Let your will be done in and through us. We praise you, Lord. You are worthy of all our praise. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember, to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.